Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Next set of abatements I have for you are erroneous assessments. The first six are the ones that you all have seen before. You wanted your attorney to look at them. I believe you received an answer from him on those. So if you wanted to break this up into different groups, I understand that completely.
The first six abatements, 206-015 through, well, I'll just read them, 206-202, 206-203, 206-204, 206-205, and 206-206 for Mid-States Funding LLC. I move to deny.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Jump to the next ones that are, which is 208, 218, 221, 222, 223, 224. And I do know 224 is in there twice. I think I made a mistake and that should have been 225 on that list. I'll have to look at it again. Yes, the second 224 should have been 225. 226, 227, 228, and 229 are all the abatements starting on 208. Moved the mobile home from the park, and some of the asphalt was removed. That's the reason for this one, where they reassessed it. On 218, added a condo in 2005. Customer opted out of the nightly rental and returned the letter on timely fashion. Office did not change from commercial to residential, corrected the error, and ran the abatement. And there is a backup documentation showing where they did get their paperwork in on time. 221, I have nothing on yet.
The rest are all.
Oh, it's an exemption.
Part of the FEMA buyout.
A lot of them are part of the FEMA buyout, and the last two are properties owned by the city of Forsyth, which will put them in an exemption also.
Do you guys have any thoughts on the first two?
One of them was a nightly rental, but the letter is there to support it. So. No question.
I don't have any questions.
I'm going to label the rest of this Exhibit B. Move to approve Exhibit B, dated November 23rd.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
The next one is a real estate paid abatement. This here's a refund. It was a clerical error causing the refund. Its abatement number is 206-230. The parcel was split from the parent. House was accidentally moved to this parcel, but it should not have been.
So this is lowering, no, this is raising?
Correct.
And did we have one already that lowered the other parcel?
Yes, in the next.
In the next?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We call that C, Exhibit C.
I guess it may be.
Pardon?
I said it was a refund, but it's really not a refund.
No.
I said it incorrectly. So I apologize.
I move to approve Exhibit C, November 23rd, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next group of abatements are clerical error abatements, and they start out at 206-180. I'm just going to say the last three digits because they all start with 206. 180, 216, 217, 219, 220, 231, and 232. On the one that's ending in 180, customer billed for the house that was on an adjoining lot that he sold. We split the property but did not get the house moved to the split, moving off of this parcel and putting it on the other parcel that was split from this parcel.
We used to see on that where it was added on to the other parcel, the numbers there. I guess it's later in the... When you took it off of this parcel and put it on the other parcel?
Well, the last one that we did on the previous,
uh-huh.
We got the lot in and put on a parcel, but we left the house originally with the other guy. The one person owned all three lots and the two houses. This is the one previously added the value to the gentleman that bought it. This takes it down from Mr. Rostilov. He was double billed. He had two houses he was being billed for. So this is the final to correct what we had wrong in the last one that you approved. In other words, Arlie in the last one bought the house and lot from this Mr. Rostilov, but we didn't get the house moved over, so this is to get the house
okay.
Taken off him, and we already put it on the other one.
Okay.
The other ones there are all nightly rentals where people sent their letters back in. We scanned them in. The dates were accurate. They had them in plenty of time, and someone didn't follow through and abate them. That was from last April.
Well, on
April
your,
and May.
On the data, on the letters that you're sending, some of them are... I'll go to them first. Like the letters 2017, 2018, but there's no 19 or 20. We say there, so there was you're saying there was a letter for 20?
Yes.
The document just shows 17 and 18.
Correct. And I can tell you that next year, the way that we're going to do it in the assessor's office, we'll go 2 years prior plus current, then we'll average the 2 years that they've already rented and they have accurate numbers for. This got changed for some reason. No one's been able to figure it out. So it should be much easier to follow. And I think last year everyone did nightly rentals, and that's probably the reason we had so many slip through. Next year I've got nightly rentals. That'll be my responsibility. So if I bring any in, it'll be my fault that I messed up.
Okay, so there is letters, although they're not here. You've got letters somewhere.
Yeah, I've got them attached in the packet, yes.
Uh-huh. You do? Okay. I'm just looking at 17 and 18. Do you have a 19 or 20?
On the 206-2017, I only seen the letters for 17 and 18.
So you don't have one for 19 and 20 either, Wesley?
I did not.
Okay.
When you say 17 and 18, there is no 18.
Mine says 5/7/2018, the letter of support, but this is 2020, we should have a letter for.
She's talking about
the letter. At the top it says June 1st, 2018.
Okay.
My only question is a letter, if a letter was submitted for 2020, because that's the...
Was that just on two different ones? Which numbers?
217.
On 2 and 6, 17. It's just showing the 2017's letter and 2018's letter.
Right. Yeah, they put in a new work card in there that said received nightly letter 72320.
That's for 2016.
2016.
What's your next?
Yeah,
2016. 2017. That's quarter over 2016. There's quarter over 2017.
And here's... Oh, I see what you're saying.
But you're saying it's on your card that you did receive a letter in the date.
Right.
You just don't have the document.
I don't know why I didn't get it transferred over. My apologies.
Same thing on the abatement.
I know now why I think I put that in. Because in the letter, there was kind of the couple that had been 2 years that they hadn't rented. In the first letter that, like here, on 206-219, I've got a copy of a 17 letter. That was the first time they said to take it off of nightly rentals. So we've done abatements, I think, on one or two of these before, but it's just never been corrected. But now, if you want to table these two, I'll be glad to dig it up and bring it next week. I'll have one or two next week as well.
No, you're saying there is a letter, or you're not requiring letters now, which
is... No, we do.
You do require?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. On abatement, 206-220, where it talks, it too doesn't have a...
Yeah, I don't have any...
No documentation.
Okay. If you want to pull that, it won't hurt my feelings, and I'll bring the letter in next week. You want to do that?
Well, it's up to the other. But the problem at this time of year, if those people want to pay their tax bill...
They do, yeah.
They can't pay it until it's corrected. Gentlemen, I'm okay on his word of saying he's seen the letter. And
I'm good. Thank you.
That'd be Exhibit D. If there's no further questions, I move to approve Exhibit D for November 23rd, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All true.
The last set of abatements, which are 209, 210, 212, 214, 215, yeah, I believe there's a 213 in there where I missed. No, maybe not. Yes, there is a 213, and that should be... the second 212 should be 213. I had moments last week where I can count. These are all occupancy letters, or all occupancies.
Being that all of them, the people, just moved into the homes as of certain date in 2020.
That's correct, yes.